Public News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. As of this report, no one is believed to have survived the mid-air collision between the American Airlines jet and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter last night in Washington, D.C. That from CNN. They report emergency authorities have switched to a recovery effort after 28 bodies have so far been found. Officials are confident they will recover the bodies of all those killed in the collision. The aircraft flying from Wichita, Kansas, was carrying 64 people, while three soldiers were aboard the helicopter. President Trump was quick to react on X, asking why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking if they saw the plane. Trump added, "Looks like it shouldn't have happened. Not good." Massachusetts educators say President Donald Trump's threat to pause all federal grant programs created instability for schools.
A federal judge temporarily blocked the order, and it was later paused by the White House, but not before impacting child care and Head Start payments in the state and sowing doubt about the future of school meals. American Federation of Teachers in Massachusetts President Jessica Tang says she heard from families and school staff worried about their health care and job security.
Literally, all of those basic needs were put into question for so many of our families because of the freeze on the funding.
Lawmakers and legal scholars say the order violates federal law regarding whether a president can block spending already approved by Congress. Tang says the new administration is undermining public trust at a time when families are still craving stability coming out of the pandemic. I'm Catherine Carley.
And the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression, EATS Act, would have prevented states from enforcing their own agricultural regulations, but has failed to advance in Congress this session.
Rebecca Wolf with Food and Water Watch called the legislation a direct attack on states' rights to regulate their own food systems.
So the EATS Act would preempt state regulation of the factory farm and agribusiness industry. This includes animal welfare, consumer protection labeling, and food safety laws and regulations. It could also jeopardize state laws that protect rural communities and preserve our environment.
Supporters argue that it is essential for maintaining a unified national agricultural market and preventing individual states from imposing regulations that could disrupt interstate commerce. Critics argue that the measure would have gone far beyond its stated intent, effectively overriding state agricultural policies nationwide. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And new research details the major impacts for Americans if President Trump's proposed tariffs take effect. A report from the Urban Institute's Tax Policy Center predicts the proposed tariffs would have an impact of up to 5% on Wyoming's gross national product. Melinda St. Louis is with Public Citizen.
So you must invest in U.S. manufacturing at the same time that you are imposing potentially tariffs to address unfair trade practices and punish bad corporate behavior.
She says the tariffs threatened against Mexico and Canada would have significant impact since they're some of the largest importers of U.S. goods. This is Public News Service. Next up, energy inequity is evident for Native American communities across Arizona. It's estimated that 21% of Navajo homes and 35% of Hopi homes lack electricity.
62-year-old Leonard Celeste was a member of the Hopi tribe in Arizona and didn't have electricity in his house for years. He adds that for much of his life, he adapted to an off-grid world and found light in the sun, kerosene lamps, gas-run generators, flashlights, and other battery-operated devices. That was before Native Renewables came along. It's a nonprofit that offers free solar energy systems on the Navajo and Hopi reservations. They determined Celeste's home was eligible.
Systems carrying the TV, the DVD player, and the small light. We could watch movies all night and do actually something called a movie marathon if we wanted to.
Celestia says he's appreciative of Native Renewables for bringing light into his life. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This story produced with original reporting from Yacina Funes with Almos. And Americans working two jobs to help with living expenses and cover some extras has become the norm.
One study conducted by the company My Perfect Resume found that 71% of U.S. workers rely on a secondary income. Career expert Jasmine Escalera says workers struggle to depend solely on their primary job to cover their basic necessities. But juggling two jobs can remove opportunities for career advancement.
The biggest piece of data that we found is that 49% of people that were surveyed said that their secondary source of income is actually impacting their performance at their primary job. So what we're seeing here is I need this, but even though I need this, I'm not doing a good job at my primary job.
She notes this imbalance decreases the ability to achieve a lifestyle that supports a work-life balance. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Finally, people who receive food benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program will no longer be reimbursed if their benefits are stolen.
Sarah Weber Ogden with Partners for Hunger Free Oregon says losing these protections will harm Oregon families. She says skimming, when a device on a card reader steals personal information, is the main way benefits are stolen. Ogden emphasizes that even though rates of skimming are very low, it can be devastating to victims.
I don't think that people who haven't experienced it really understand what it's like to suddenly find out you don't have any money for food. It really is just a feeling of absolute helplessness.
President Joe Biden signed the protection into law in 2022 as part of the Farm Bill, but it was excluded from the latest version signed last year. I'm Isabel Charlet.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's on radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.